serious song like Praise God from whom all blessings flow, that God is delighted in his people. God is always delighted when his people gather in his name and offer praises to him. So let's pray, and here let's show folks, you know, because some of these folks might be a little it might be a little new to them. What was one of the ways that we prayed this week? Hands up, right? So let's do hands up. In the Bible, it says, lift holy hands to God in praise. So hands up as we praise God and we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you and praise you for your grace, your mercy, and your goodness. Thank you for the gifts that you've given us and for giving us this chance to share these gifts back with you. For the sake of your kingdom, Lord, we pray that you would bless all that we've offered here this morning, not just of monetary value, but as we offer our very selves in service to your name, we ask for your blessing, the blessing and the power of your spirit be upon these gifts, now and always, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. You know, so Jen put a lot of time and effort into this, so I said, it had to get a little more use than just 5 minutes this past Friday, but this is a little droopy, so I don't know how long this is going to last. You folks can stay right here. I'm going to move this out of the way as we do our scripture reading. I'm going to sit with you here. You like the skirt? Yeah, the skirt is just a little droopy, but I was shaking it on Friday. Pretty well. As much as I have rhythm, I don't have a lot of rhythm, but I try. So I'm going to sit here with you guys, okay? Is that all right? And if you want to kind of scoot around a little bit, that works. So we're going to talk, we're going to hear. You can come closer. Giraffes don't bite. Do they? Have you been bitten by a giraffe? I don't know if giraffes bite. I don't know. I've never seen one bite before. So we're going to talk about this guy named Peter. You guys have heard about Peter before. Peter was one of the disciples of Jesus. And did you hear about Peter before? Oh, well, you're going to hear this for the first time then. So Peter was a friend of Jesus, a very, very close friend of Jesus. He spent a lot of time with Jesus, and Jesus had a special job for Peter to do. And Peter meets a guy named Cornelius in the story. Do you guys know anybody by the name of Cornelius? That's kind of a funny name, isn't it? It's a different name, Cornelius. And it was a different name for Peter because it was a Greek name. And so Peter was a Jewish man, and Cornelius was a Greek man. And so the name Cornelius would have been very odd to Peter. It would have been a very strange name. But God asked Peter to go and to talk with Cornelius. And so here's how it goes. Here's what happened when Peter went to talk with Cornelius. He went to Cornelius's house, and Cornelius said, the Lord told me to send for you. Cornelius got a word from Jesus, and Jesus said, go, send for this man Peter. He needs to come to talk to you. And so this is what happened. Peter began to speak, and he said this: I now realize how true it is that God treats everyone the same. He accepts people from every nation. He accepts all who have respect for him or do what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel. And this is the message that we learned this week in Bible school, okay? You know the message God sent to the people of Israel. It is the good news of peace through Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of all. You know what has happened all through Judea. That's where Jesus lived. Jesus lived in Judea. You know what happened all through Judea. It started in Galilee after John preached about baptism. And you know how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And Jesus went around doing good, and he healed all who were under the devil's power, and God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, and they killed him by nailing him to a cross. But on the third day, God raised him from the dead. God allowed Jesus to be seen, but he wasn't seen by all people. He was seen by us. We are witnesses whom God has already chosen. We ate and we drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people. He told us to give witness that he is the one appointed by God to judge the living and the dead. All the prophets give witness about him. They say that all who believe in him have their sins forgiven in his name. And while Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. So help us out here. So most of these folks weren't here at all this past week. So help me out a little bit. When it says that Peter's telling the good news, we know that he's talking about what we learned this past week. So you have to help folks here understand when God is good, right? So the first day was when life is unfair, God is good. Mm-hmm. And then the second day was when life is scary, God is good. Are you picking it up? Are you catching on, folks? So when life, on day three, on Wednesday, it was when life changes, God is good. And then on day four, when life is sad, God is good. And on day five, when life is good, God is good. And that's the good news. That sums up the good news of the gospel, that when life is unfair, because life is a lot of times is unfair, and when life is scary, and a lot of times life is scary, and a lot of times life changes and life is sad, God is always good. That's the good news. Now, here's the thing. That story of Peter going to see Cornelius, Peter knew he had to go because Peter knew that not everybody knows the good news. Not everybody knows that God is good. And God wants everybody to know. We know that not everybody, not all of our neighbors know that God is good. So Peter goes to see Cornelius, and Cornelius was somebody who didn't know Jesus. Cornelius didn't know who Jesus was. And so Peter went to tell him about Jesus. God wants everyone, not just people who are like us, to know about Jesus. He wants everyone to know about Jesus. So sometimes we know people who are different from us. They speak different language. They eat different food. They dress in different ways. And God wants all people to know Jesus because he wants his family, his people, to be made up of all nations. So God says, I want everybody to know that I am good, so I have a mission for you. Did you know God has a mission for you? Do you know what a mission is? A mission is a special job. Did you know that, Sloan? God has a special job for you and for you and for you and 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 me and everybody who's here. God has a special mission. Now, what was Peter's special mission was, what did he say his mission was? He said, Jesus made us witnesses to testify. That is, people who tell about God's goodness. You see, not everyone is going to know about God's goodness unless somebody tells them. And so Peter and his friends knew their special mission was to go and to tell the good news that God is good all the time. God is good all the time. And here's the incredible thing. You can be little and you can be big. You can be young and old. You can be well educated, or you could be early in your school years, and God can use you. God has a job for you. He has a mission for you. God has a mission for all of his people to tell the story that God is good. And so what did Peter do? What was the first thing that we read there? It said, Peter opened his mouth to tell the good news. He opened his mouth to tell the story. So here's the challenge for you. You spent 5 days this past week learning that God is good. And the challenge is this. Will you now tell a friend? Will you tell a friend who you're playing with or going to school with or who you go to camp with? Or maybe when you go on vacation, you'll meet somebody who's different. And you might have a chance to tell them that God is good. And that's a good challenge for everybody here, isn't it? It's a challenge for all of us as God's people at Union to recognize that God has a mission for us. He has a special job for us to do. That in a world that doesn't know that God is good, they need to hear it from somebody. So I think, when Jesus sent Peter and the other disciples on the mission, let me see that for just for a second. What is it? Oh my. It's C-3PO. C-3PO had a mission too, didn't he? Yeah, he had a mission. An R2-D2. In fact, the Star Wars people, they had a special mission to tell the good news that the Force was with them. And so we tell good news that the Spirit is with us. So for Peter and for James and John and Paul the Apostle, sometimes on their mission, life was not fair. A lot of times, life wasn't fair. Sometimes people beat them up because they told the good news. But God was good to them and took care of them. And sometimes life was scary. There were people who didn't like them because they told the good news about Jesus, and they treated them very badly, and they shouted at them, and they called them names. But they knew that God was with them. God was good. And life changed. You know, Peter, he grew up a fisherman, and here Jesus has him going to places far, far away from his lake and his boats. But God was with him and kept him safe. And they knew how life could be sad sometimes. They watched Jesus die on the cross, but they knew that God was good even then. Our friends and our neighbors need to hear that story too. They need to hear the story told that God is good. So will you tell the story to somebody? Will you tell the story to someone that God is good all the time? That God is faithful to his promises? That God is alive in Jesus Christ? Will you tell the story? May God find us faithful doing just that. Now, I need your help here this morning because we have another special thing that we're doing this morning. Speaking of mission, special jobs. So in a few weeks, there are some folks from this church and from Mount Pisgah across the way on the other hill. We are going 1,000 miles away down to Mississippi. Have any of you ever been to Mississippi? Ooh, it's really hot and muggy in the summertime. It's going to be a fun trip, but we're going to work with an organization that serves people who are in poverty in Jackson, Mississippi. And they do work of racial reconciliation. That is, they do work helping people who are of different races become friends. And so there are 18 of us who are going to be going. And so I need your help because we want to send them off properly to do their job. And do you know how the church has done that in the past? So like when Peter went, when Peter was sent out with the apostles, one of the things that they would do is they would gather all of the people who were being sent out. They would gather them all together, and then they would surround them, and they would pray for them. Doesn't that sound like a good idea? To surround our people and to send them off with our prayers. So that's what we're going to do. Will you help me do that? Praying for them and surrounding them with our love. So I'm going to call those people up, and we're going to have them come and just stand, and then I'm going to have you kind of stand around them while we pray for them. Does that sound good? So here are the folks who are going to Jackson, Mississippi in July. Deanne and Shannon Bowman. And from Mount Pisgah, Claire Capes. Bella Carlini, Jan Carlini. Gail Jackson and Tim Jackson. Charlene Reisinger, Lisa Ryan, Mackenzie Sox Planick, Chris Tay, Denise Tidball, Kellen Van Arks, Alexis Wildman, Karen Younger, and Lily Younger. Oh, and Jill Stanley. I skipped over her. Sorry. Jill. I do it regularly to Jill. Poor Jill. Fortunately, she is a very forgiving friend. So Jill is another Mount Pisgah member. So, if you want to gather in, and would each of you, would you come and stand on the steps behind these folks? Let's just stand on them. And so one of the things that the early church did, the early church would put their hands on people's shoulders like this. So if you want to put your hand on these folks' shoulders, and they won't bite any more than the giraffe bites. Yeah, you can just touch their shoulders. And if you littler folks want to come down here by Miss Lexi, you can hold her hands. There you go. The church would touch those who they're sending out. That was the church's way of saying, we are sending you out on a special job. You have a special mission to represent us as you tell the people in Jackson that God is good. As you join together with the people of the Perkins Foundation in sharing that news with the people in that neighborhood. So here's what Paul says in another place. Paul says this. He says, there are lots of different kinds of gifts, but there is one Holy Spirit. There are different ways to serve, but they all come from the same Lord. There are different ways to work, but the same God makes it possible for all of us to have all those different things. The Holy Spirit is given to each of us in a special way, and that is for the good of the whole church, the whole body of Christ. Thank God that He gives us His Spirit to send us off. So I'm going to ask Anthony. Anthony is going to pray for us here as we send these folks off. Thanks, Anthony.
There's a special nonprofit in Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Project, that is based off of the Perkins Foundation. And their mission statement is, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Once again, men and women of ripe old age will sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each with cane in hand because of his age. The city streets will be filled with boys and girls playing there. Let's pray over these people. God, we just... We praise your name that you are about reconciliation. You are about making things new. You are about bringing the old to life. And we pray for everyone going on this trip that, one, that you keep them safe, that you challenge them, but that you continue your good works. You continue your restoration of this earth. In our hearts, in the hearts around us. Allow this trip for everyone to be an amazing an experience, not just of what is done in that moment, but ultimately what your plan is. The plan for us, the plan for this world, the plan for all of our hearts to be one community, to be together in your name ultimately. Amen.
Amen. We will appreciate